Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
June 16, 1805. Lewis treats Sacagawea. There's a lot of hiking back and forth between Lewis's party at the falls and Clark's party downriver at the lower end of the cataracts. Lewis writes the entry for today.
Jay Field set out early on his return to the lower camp. At noon the men arrived, and shortly after I set out with them to rejoin the party. We took with us the dried meat consisting of about 600 pounds and several dozen of the dried trout. About 2 p.m. I reached camp, found the Indian woman extremely ill and much reduced by her indisposition. This gave me some concern as well for the poor object of herself, then with a young child in her arms, as from the consideration of her being our only dependence for a friendly negotiation with the Snake Indians, on whom we depend for horses to assist us in our portage from the Missouri to the Columbia River. I now inform Captain Clark of my discoveries with respect to the most proper side for our portage, and of its great length, which I could not estimate at less than 16 miles. Captain Clark had already sent 2 men this morning to examine the country on the south side of the river. One of the small canoes was left below this rapid in order to pass and repass the river for the purpose of hunting, as well as to procure the water of the Sulphur Spring, the virtue of which I now resolve to try on the Indian woman. Captain Clark determined to set out in the morning to examine and survey the portage and discover the best route. As the distance was too great to think of transporting the canoes and baggage on the men's shoulders, we selected 6 men and ordered them to look out some timber this evening, and early in the morning to set out making a parcel of truck wheels in order to convey our canoes and baggage over the portage. Captain Meriwether Lewis, June 16, 1805.
Captain Lewis treated Sacagawea for pain, principally in her lower abdomen. He uses barks and laudanum, which had been previously used by Clark. Lewis thought her disorder originated principally from an obstruction of the menses. Dr. Chenard believes she may have suffered from chronic pelvic inflammation disease due to a gonorrheal infection. Some of her symptoms, such as twitching of the fingers and arms, could have been due to a loss of minerals resulting from the captain's bleeding her. Tomorrow, hope of Sacagawea's recovery.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.